What's going on, everybody? Back at it again. This is Long Island Gaming League Podcast. How's everybody doing? Has everybody been taking care of themselves? Everybody safe? Everybody is healthy out there? Looks like everything's calming down a little bit with this Corona stuff. So finally, we should be able to start getting back into, you know, the gaming real world. Let's put it in that perspective, hopefully. It's been a couple of weeks since we put out a podcast, so we, you know, want to talk about a couple of things that have been going on, so, you know, we're going to put it out there for you guys, but to start it off, I just want to reintroduce my co-host, Nicholas. Nicholas, how you doing?
How's it going, Bruno? I'm the same old as usual. Actually, very tired and in a lot of back pain, but reviving out here. It's all right.
That's a normal day for me, don't worry.
Yeah, I'll get used to it eventually. I'll get used to the real working man life.
It grows on you. Don't worry. It grows on you.
So does the back pain. It's continuing to grow on me. But anyway,
yeah.
Going to see a chiropractor about that, because that should be fun.
Oh, that'll do nothing. Don't worry about it. Just keep on
working. A
little
back pain. I can't move normally, but a little back pain, that never hurt anybody.
Pretty much. So, a little bit of an update in terms of the Long Island Gaming League. We do not have a guest today. This is going to be a little bit, you know, off a topic a little bit. Talk about something that kind of, like we'd say, it a partnership that we just started having. Well, you could say it is a partnership.
I would say it's a partnership.
Yeah, it's a new, not new, reopened, revamped Land Center that opened in our area, and the Long Island League has the pleasure to be working with, and hopefully in the very near future we will start having some live events, hopefully soon, because it seems like everybody really needs a couple of live events. But it is a location in Selden, Long Island, Suffolk County, New York. It is called E-Legends, E-Legends Cafe. It's a little different. Nicholas unfortunately wasn't able to go,
stuck at work.
You know, life sometimes has those kind of things that, you know, when certain good things happen, you have to do grown-up things and can't put the grown-up things to the side. So you let the kids play while the grown-up goes work.
It should be the other way around. I think I'm the kid between the two of us. Yeah. But anyway.
Not in that situation, because I went to the kids thing. You went to work. basically they had a reopening. They were already open, pre-COVID, and, you know, COVID happened. So like a lot of places, they were holding live events. It is a place that has a very good vibe. I've been in a couple of Land Centers, and it's not your traditional Land Center in terms of the way it feels, the way it looks. It's very, I've been to Land Centers that it looks like a warehouse just with tables and computers. It feels very personal, very nice. It's not a very light location. It's a little bit, I'm not going to say darker, but it's comfortable. It's not too bland to the eyes, you know. They made it in a way that it feels very warm. It feels very welcoming. Their decorations are very nice. It's very futuristic. The first thing that popped out of my head, the first thing I saw was the light fixtures on the ceiling. You know how a warehouse is. You have the light fixtures. There's things that looks. It reminded me a lot of, like, fixtures from, like, Star Trek, from the Enterprise. That's what it looked like to me.
Really?
Very nice, very interesting. It popped out right to me, and even the fixtures are not incorporated, but the way that they look, the decoration goes right into the way the tables look too. It's very well done. They have different stations. They have a lot of PCs. They have PS4s, Xboxes, Switch. It's very nice what they have done. I like it personally, especially because of that feeling. I mean, like, we've been to certain places, and Nicholas has been with us too. It's basically just a store, very wide open, just, you know, regular tables, Computers, just back-to-back computers piled up as much as you can. Basic white walls, stuff like this. It's made. I think the word cafe really fits in because that's what it feels like. It feels like a cafe.
It feels like a place where you could probably sit down a couple hours.
Very comfortable. Yes, very. Okay. It that's how it feels. I mean, it's not like some other land centers that work with, you know, collectible cars like Magic the Gathering. So they're specific, just a land center with esports, video games. That's their thing.
Yeah, I saw on their Instagram they do tournaments pretty frequently over there.
I don't know. I tell you the truth, I don't know if they're doing them right now. I know they were saying that.
Right now, no, but I'm seeing past on their Instagram. Like, they have Open Gaming, or they have Smash Tournament, Fortnite Tournament. They have Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Street Fighter.
Yes.
It looks like they have a broad genre of
games
and tournaments that they run, which not a lot of land centers do. Most centers, you know, at least from what I've seen, focus on mostly fighting games. I've seen a lot of Smash. I've seen a lot of Street Fighter.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of Brawlhalla. I've seen a lot of that type of stuff. But for a land center to also be going to first-person shooters or battle royales as well, that's definitely a big step.
For sure. I like it. I mean, I like the feeling. I like the vibe. The gentleman that was there, very nice, very simple. I mean, it's a very inviting place, so I like it personally. It's not like you can pack in 100 or 200 people like you could do in a warehouse land center, but it's enough for you to do something. And the Long Island Gaming League has partnered up with them in a way that we are going to be running. That is our intention, and with them too, to run some tournaments, live tournaments there, as soon as possible. Being, you know, I think it's still more of a part of, like, you know, being everything being totally open for us to set up. But yeah, we are hoping to have that done at some point. And, you know, just a side note, we will have the gentleman from E-Legends on our podcast. This is more just like, you know, our point of view with, you know, nobody.
More of a non-biased, this person's in the call. We should talk as best as we can. No, it's just more of a real talk.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a more realistic point of view, especially that I was there, although Nick wasn't there, but, you know,
plan just on my going opinion. Down, so.
But it's my opinion, and I'm very happy with it. I know that everybody at Long Island Game League is very happy with partnering up with them. It's a much different place, and they are very willing to work with us. I mean, it's a win-win for every situation. I mean, they have the location, and we kind of have the people, put it in that perspective. So, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, and I think it's going to be a very good partnership in the long run. So, yeah, for all you guys out there that are follow the Long Island Gaming League and all our social medias, webpage, if you're... also, if you are a member of the Long Island Gaming League through our webpage, and even if you're not, but if you go to the webpage, and if you're not, you should be. Now's the time. Go to the webpage, sign up, be a member, get all the profits because
all you gotta know is a free sign up.
Sign up.
There are benefits for
exactly benefits even for the free side. There are benefits. Better benefits, of course.
For everybody.
Right, better benefits, of course, if you pay.
Pay benefits, but yeah.
Yeah, if you pay, you're going there are certain tiers, and you get free entries into tournaments run
tournaments
by us.
And you get.
It's a lot of stuff. I mean, go to the webpage.
There's a lot of stuff. There's literally a list.
Yeah.
Listed on. I think it's like we have the silver plan. Right, and then there's like the gold plan or.
Multiple tiers.
Names are pending for those, but.
Multiple tiers. Each tier has its own benefit. Of course, you know you're not going to get. A silver is not going to get same as a gold, and, you know, so on and so forth. But there are good benefits for all of them. And it's not expensive. It's not like it's going to break your bank. It's very cheap. I consider it more of a symbolic. Being that, I mean, at the end of the day, you sign in and you have free entry into the tournament. So you're not A tournament's probably, I can tell you personally that a tournament's probably going to be more expensive than the membership.
Well, most tournaments are.
And if I'm not mistaken, and Dennis will probably correct me, but I mean, I don't know if there's a limit on how many tournaments you can go in a month, but let's say if there is no limit, you have 4 weeks, four tournaments, but you're not even paying for one and you have free entry. No, think about it. I mean, go to the webpage.
I want to say it's a limit to one free entry into a tournament.
True.
I want to say. I could be wrong.
Right. That's like I said.
Completely wrong. But either way, you still get minimum one free entry into a potential like $50 anywhere, any number amount of money or dollars entry into that tournament.
And
you get it for free.
Better than that, you get to be on our podcast. You
that too.
Be a guest on our podcast. We have a couple of members that are set up, and we will be doing podcasts with them. And you will have all of us at the Long Island Lumen League following you, shouting you out when you are playing. If you are a streamer, same thing. We will be shouting you out every time. I mean, there are benefits. And especially, and you don't have to be just from Long Island, because this is an online
from
thing.
Anywhere.
You can be exactly from anywhere, like Nick says. So you know,
you can be from across the world. You can be from, I think, literally across the world from us.
And
well,
I know
like
we have a couple of
Russia,
people
that
do listen to our podcast. I don't know in terms of the watch part because it's new, but I do know that we have people from, especially from Europe. I've checked that out. We have people that do listen to our podcast. So if you're out there, good day, good evening. If you're watching us, because I know the time frame here it's nighttime probably, but I know the time frames are different. But same thing for you guys. Go to our webpage, longislandgamerleague.com, and look us up. Everything is there. You can go to our social medias. Any questions at all, go to our social medias, shoot us a message. Any one of us will get back to you once we see it, and we can definitely answer you anything. I personally
pretty much always have my phone on me, so
I'm that it's worth it. I mean, you go look at other things, you're paying $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $90, $100 a year for a membership. It's not even close.
Probably more than that for a year.
It's not even a monthly payment is not even close to that, man. I'm telling you, it's think like this. Instead of spending money on cigarettes for you smokers, you want to stop smoking?
It's a little
smoking?
More complicated than that, bro.
I know. I'm just trying to give you some incentive. Stop smoking. Get a membership. Don't kill me, guys. I'm just trying to make a little bit of a point. But yeah, no.
But going back to what Bruno was saying, we do post a lot on there. Any events in New York, for instance, or any openings to any LAN centers or partnerships or anything like that. Always posted on there, either from Dennis, from Bruno, from myself, from anyone on the Long Island Gaming League team. It's always posted on our website, on our membership page, on pretty much all platforms, honestly. So if you're from New York, you want to be kept up with in-person events coming back, opening up LAN centers, opening up events, opening up tournaments all in person, follow, you know, or message any of us on Instagram, Twitter, the membership page,
even
Twitch,
on Twitch,
YouTube,
yes.
that whole, we're on everything. We have everything. So,
yeah. Oh, and when you do become a paid member, I don't know in terms of the free membership, because I have not seen that. But I know when you become a paid member, we also do post on our social medias that you have joined us, so you'll get your picture and you know the whole. The whole shaboozle.
I want to say it's every member.
Yeah,
that joined so far.
I don't want to say yes or no because I don't know.
I'm not 100% positive either, but
exactly.
I do want to say that's like the first tier,
probably
subscription thing where it's like you get featured or you get a posted with like a little cool animation thing. If I had a thing I could pull up for it, it would actually.
We are not a fountain of infinite knowledge. We are very sorry.
We could set it up, which I'm sure we will set it up soon. But it's a cool, like, it's like welcome new member, and then it gives you your name and gives a little animation, almost like a sliding animation type thing. It's really
cool. I mean, there's
actually
like I said,
if you check it out, It's on the Long Island Gaming League Instagram page.
Yes, everything's there. I mean, everything is. It's pretty much. It's pretty explanatory. Everything's there. So, getting back to track, which we segued a little bit.
It's all right.
We were talking about the tournaments. Yes, if you do become a member, you do have that free entry into, and especially tournaments that they do, you have free entry into that.
Especially if we are partnering, well, we are partnered with eLegends and Gaming Cafe, but if we and when we do in-person events and in-person tournaments, hey, guess what? Free tournament. You could win money. You can also not win money, but you can sure have a lot of fun regardless.
I mean, it's a free win-win. Entry. It's a free entry into a tournament. It's a tournament that you can win money.
Everyone likes
winning. Everybody money. Likes free money.
Especially when you get in for free.
Yeah, yes. That's all I'm gonna say.
Get in for free, win a couple hundred bucks, win a couple dollars even. You still win, period. You know?
For sure, for sure. So yeah, going back to them, yeah, we have that partnership now, which is, it's like I said, it's good because we have the resources, but we don't have the location technically yet. And like this, we do have an open location for us when we want to do something, which we are in the process of taking care of that. So keep on the lookout for that. Even if you're not from Long Island, keep on the lookout because, I mean, you can always come. I mean, yeah, you got to travel, but you can still come to the events. It's pretty central in Suffolk, so it's not... I mean, yeah, if you're coming from the city, it's about 45-minute drive.
Oh, it's a lot more than that. It's about an
hour. I'm trying to be nice, Nick.
it's an hour from most places in Nassau County. If you're coming from the city, it's about an hour. It's probably going to be about 2 hours to get to there. If you're taking the train, it's going to be around the same time. It's going to be around, like, 2 hours.
Think like this. A lot of events that are going on right now are actually outside of New York, so... Anything that you would want to go to, it's going to be much farther. This is probably the closest thing you have right now that's not.
That's especially not if like you are from the city. I want to say they're still heavy restricted on how much they can do and how many people they can have and stuff like that. Out here, it's a little bit more lenient, you know.
I mean, anything that you're going to find right now that's not ours is basically, I would consider like an A tier tournament, meaning. Best players, best everything, big money payout, but probably big money entry. So I mean, this is very accessible. There's money prizes and all that stuff. I know we're in the process of. I know games that have been talked about are Madden, which we do have. You know, we've had that biweekly.
Still up and running with that biweekly, I believe.
Yeah. Then. We have a couple of fighting games that are in the talk. We are trying to figure out which is the best first-person shooter to play. Smash, stuff like that. You know, games that people want to play, Rocket League, things like that. Those are games that we are looking to. I know for sure Madden is one of them that we want to do in person, or a fighting game like Tekken or... or the new game Strive, or Guilty Gear, so like that's something that we want to do. But definitely a fighting game, and Madden. Those are basically right now. Those are like top priority because they are on high demand. Actually, people have been asking for them because there were tournaments before COVID, and it's just. The people are aching to get back into the in-person because fighting games are not easy to do online.
No, they're very difficult. Right. Most tournaments are, harder to do.
Yeah.
All virtual and not in person.
Yeah, Madden, there are online ones, but I think people just want that in-person feeling, the trash talk, face-to-face kind of thing. So those
same thing with the fighting games.
Right.
You don't have the crowd behind you. I feel like we've talked about this in one of our previous podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Where we have, the people behind you all staring at you like, oh, what's gonna happen? And then you make a play or you make a combo and like the whole crowd is rowling up and stuff like that. It's just a whole different feeling when you're playing virtual. Like myself right now, I'm in basement. I'm just sitting here on my computer at a desk. It's It's like, exactly. Oh boy, like I made a cool play. Like I would just brush it off and just continue playing. It's woohoo! Like, it's like no, it's
high
not
five to myself. There you go.
High five, self five. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
We enjoy those self fives. I want to fist bump myself because that just looked like I'm trying to like. I'm like, it looks like I'm trying to get rid of the box. Like, yeah, let's
clobber
go.
Some. It's clobbering time.
Hulk, is that you?
Yeah. So besides that, we have a couple of things coming up, a couple of events. Like I said, we can't put out certain things, but
can't disclose any information.
There's things that are still in the work. There are tournaments, but it's like I said, we're still, you know, we have months that we want to do certain things, but it's still dependent on when everything opens up because we want to do everything in person. But yeah,
person's better.
Yes. But beginning of month of July, we are working on having a special, not a tournament, but a special event with panels. We are working on, you know, putting the fine touches on having a day specifically going towards mental health and esports.
About this in our last podcast.
Yes.
Pointing that out.
Especially the part that has to do with streaming and all that, regarding all the, you know, streamers that have passed away due to suicide because, you know, burnout. And I think more than burnout, but sometimes a little bit of bullying and stuff like
burnout,
that.
Burnout, cyberbullying.
Not being able to take, you know, the comments that chat puts out. I mean, sometimes chat can be brutal.
Chat's always brutal.
And people... There are people that are able to, you know, like, flip the switch and just disconnect from chat, but there are others that really take it to heart. Even if you ban somebody, there are certain things that people can say that really hurt you. And, you know, us as streamers, it's hard to play games and stream when you have nobody there. But mm-hmm. when you stream and game and you have somebody there that's constantly, you know, like a woodpecker, you know, pecking at your brain, it's going to get to the point that it does affect you. And actually, I actually personally think that it'll affects you more than not playing against anybody, with like anybody watching. It's like you hear white noise when there's nobody there. I prefer the white noise than hearing, you know, garbage talk. But you know, and there are people that just break, and it kind of seems like it's been thrown under the rug. I mean, there have been a couple of streamers that did pass away due to suicide. Big streamers, which still have their streams up, that are doing reruns of all their streams from the past. But seems like it's kind of been thrown under the rug in a way. And we want to kind of try to, you know, remind people of what's going on. And, you know,
bring everyone back to the real world and how...
Yeah.
Some things that they say, some people take seriously, even though they could be completely joking or anything like that. But some people take it seriously, and then there could be a very negative outcome to it.
I hope that, yeah, I mean, even if we don't know about it, we don't hear about it, but if with what we're going to do, we're able to at least help one person that's out there watching, you know, get through a hard time. I think that to me already itself is an accomplishment. We will be posting the exact date on our social medias. Even if you haven't gone through it, or if you don't know anybody that has gone through it, come and watch. We're going to be doing it. We're going to post it a stream. We're going to stream it live. I mean, you can come in. We're going to have panels with people in business areas, streamers, gamers, stuff like colleges, doctors. We're going to have a couple of panels. Where you do have the opportunity through chat to ask questions if you want, or comment, or, you know, say, or if you're going through a rough time, it's a perfect opportunity to, you know, try to get some type of help, because the people that we're trying to get and we have got, they can direct you in the right place to go to, so you don't get to that point. Trust me, I haven't streamed that much, but I myself have had to stop for a while because it does get a little bit overwhelming. So, and it's hard for you to be able to tell yourself, you know, I need to take a break. Because you have that whole grind. You want to grind, you want to get there where you want to. And sometimes you forget about taking care of yourself and I think that's the best opportunity. When we're having that, is a very good opportunity to, you know, at least try to find the right way to help yourself, because we will have professional people that know what they're talking about, know what to do, and they can actually direct you to the right place or even try to somehow help you there. Or if you have any questions, or even if it's not for you, somebody you know, come on, ask questions. We're going to have a session that is open for you to ask questions to anybody on the panel, even me, if I'm going to be the at least one of the people that's going to be presenting it. And then we have other things that we're going to try to do during that day. We have other tournaments that we will be doing in the next couple of months. We have a special head-to-head coming up between two streamers, which will be posted too. We have a couple of fun things.
I want to say it's Ant Bell, right? It's Ant Bell Jr. versus...
Yeah, Ant Bell against DK.
DK
Nice. Right. Yeah, so it's that's a Madden matchup. We have a couple of things coming up. Everything's going to be the dates, hours, times, where, when, how, what, who. Everything's going to be posted on the social media, so keep your eyes out there. And also, if I'm not mistaken, if you do become a member, you get also, for you to get the notice, if I'm not mistaken, you'll get a direct notice to you in terms of email. I think there is a newsletter that goes out with that. So you'll have, you know, a heads up of everything that's going on. Even things that are not set right now or not even been talked to, things that might come up, you'll know about everything. Then again, another segue, let's go back to the E-Legends. So we're going to have tournaments. Like I said, we are waiting for everything to open up again. And once that happens, we will start working on that.
You'll definitely see most of us running around there, either, you know, commentating or competing or just there just to hang out or just, you know, just to watch our fellow gamers compete or anything like that. You'll definitely see us there.
So you guys can come down and watch and interact with us. And not that we're the most famous or anything like that in the world, but you can interact with us even if you're somebody who wants to start streaming, or if you're a young player and don't know which way to go, which direction, or even if you want to ask questions regarding our schools that we work with or where to go to, what's out there. If you have any, you have us on social media, but also when those events happen, you have us there too.
You have us in person.
So, you know, there's a lot of good things happening right now. But yeah, I mean,
a lot of great things in the works.
Yeah, it's like I said, everything's in the works. Everything's dependent on COVID. It's retarded that they say.
I feel like everything in the world is dependent on COVID at this point.
Every morning you wake up and you listen to news, we're almost out of the pandemic, but
it's been like that for the past year.
I still see everything so dependent on it. So it's like, once you start not having that feeling, I think that's when things start calming down. I mean, yeah, you can go to a stadium now.
Most stores don't require masks and stuff like that, but like half the people there have masks, half the people don't.
You go to a sporting event, but then you can go to the sporting event. It's 100% availability, but then you have masked area, non-masked area, same shit.
I feel like most people don't even like pay attention to those. I feel like they just,
I don't know, it's just
kind of just do what they want.
I mean, things are better than they were a year ago, definitely, but things are still a little crazy. But yeah, I mean, and we're also, once everything opens up, things that we had programmed for like last year, we had a lot of stuff, a lot of in-person big things. We're going to try, we can't even, as of right now, start working on trying to get those things back, because even the other parties are still waiting to know when they can. So it's like we had the event with, that we were going to do something at the Long Island Ducks, which is a baseball team. Which is the Long Island Ducks is a AA, if I'm not mistaken, team affiliated with a couple of teams out here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Mets.
I want to say that sounds about right.
Yeah, but we hadn't set up that we were going to do a kind of a mini tournament in the stadium during the game, and that never happened because it was supposed to be last summer, and we all know what happened last summer. So now they're they're still waiting on knowing when they can play, when they can, you know, open up the stadium properly and all that. So there's a lot of stuff. I mean, look at what's going on. E3. I'm not mistaken, E3 is not in person this year, right? Again? Not sure.
I wanna say whoever's there is in person is like a very limited crew.
Right.
I wanna say just pretty much the heads of wherever whoever's there.
Like the gaming awards that just happened.
Yeah.
Not in person. Although we do know, for example, that the New York Comic Con is gonna be in person. But you go to their webpage, they still don't have tickets. So it's crazy. There's crazy stuff still going on. A lot of stuff is still in the air because of that. But, you know, we're really aching to get back to it. The Long Island Gaming League is working on a lot of other stuff behind the scenes. So, you know, it's new stuff, interesting stuff. It's just
fun stuff.
Yeah, some things that we have like put out on like, for example, Facebook and stuff like that, questions if people would be interested if we would offer this or that. That's also another reason for everybody to follow us out there, because we do post a lot of stuff on our social media, especially those things. And if you want
to
kind of
goes out to actual like to the public,
right?
Especially for like our Facebook group.
Yep.
We, you know, mainly Dennis, but we all kind of post stuff in there, like, hey, what would you guys think about this? Or
yeah.
Does this sound interesting, or would you guys be okay with this or that or this and this?
So you guys would have a little bit of a bird's eye view of what we're working on, to have an idea before anybody else. So, you know, it's just the Long Island Gaming League is trying. It's not on us. It's on the world situation at this moment. Although we were still able to get through a full school year of our school program with our with our high school kids. So differently, because it was remote, and I was a part of the first in-person year, and it's just the feeling was very different. I personally didn't like the feeling of the computer versus the in-person, because it's just a different connection. You're face-to-face with the kids. You can look them in the eye. It's a different feeling. Not saying that it wasn't good. It was a very good year, because we got to the end. And we went through it smoothly and everything happened. But it's just, you know, the feeling is very different. I think everybody...
Yeah. Not being able to see, you know, not being able to see everyone's faces, because some people had face cams off, which is perfectly fine. But, like, not being there in person, again, is a different feeling.
Yep.
Because in person, you have more of the direct focus. Like, you can teach them certain moves or certain things.
Yep.
Versus online, where they could be half paying attention, half on their phone, or something could happen in the house where it's just like they get distracted for a moment, they miss out on something.
I think that's the most important part.
You're in a facility, you know.
I think the whole entire of having the kids full attention, it's in the in-person, it makes everything much easier.
Because they have nothing to focus on but
the
person that's talking, versus on the computer. If they were on their phone or on their computer, they could have a tab open to Google or tab open to any game.
Exactly.
Most of the time, though, we were playing games with the students, because we taught, and then we played games, and then kind of practiced in games, and, like, you know, how you could get better and stuff like that.
Yeah, but still, you have that whole verbal part, and you got to explain stuff that's not a visual thing, and you just lose the kids. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I personally, in terms of school, I think school was a lost year. And I think the kids personally, I'm not just talking about what our curriculum, but even school itself, I think the kids shouldn't get penalized. Or, I mean, if you did good is one thing, but I think nobody should be penalized with this year. I personally think this year shouldn't count for nothing. I think it's just, you know, everybody get the same grade. Whitewash the whole thing. That's it. Because, you know, it's just... And especially when you have those kids that don't have the same, you know, monetary possibilities that other kids have, it's kind of screwed up. You know, you don't... It's a different feel. One thing is if you're at school. A lot of these kids look forward to go to school because they're out of, you know, the garbage situation that they're in for those hours that they're at school, and now you're in school and you're still there. It's like it sucks. I mean, but this is my opinion, and I guarantee I'll get my head chopped off for it. But you know what?
I feel like most people.
It's a free world.
I feel like most people agree with you though, which is, you know, especially you know, being a student in a time like this, you know, the college. Well, when the pandemic first started, I was still a college student. Then I decided to take a break because the whole online process did not really go all that great.
Yep. But still, like, I know there will be people that will be against me, especially the ones that the kids get straight A's. Those are the ones that are going to be against me.
Oh, yeah, well.
But you know what? It don't matter because it ain't a competition and not everybody has the same possibilities. And I think that in this situation, if everybody was on equal playing field, everybody would be a lot better than what they did this year. And I feel that personally because I have my kids that did homeschool. And I personally don't think that they got the education that they needed for the year. So I think they shouldn't, their college number shouldn't even reflect what happened this year. But that's my opinion. And I love my kids, and my kids are very smart. They have very good grades. But regardless of the grades that they got this year, I think this year should be whitewashed.
100%.
I mean, it's, or if you don't want to whitewash it, just don't let it affect their college, their college grade, their grade to go into college. That's it.
Yeah.
Think about that, Secretary of Education. Do something. You know, do something. I'm gonna get backlash on this. Ooh.
No, you're not. You'll be fine, Bruno.
Oh, I know, and Dennis is gonna rip me. Dennis the Menace. Don't go Dennis after the Menace, my guy. Let's not have no problems.
No, but even the teachers, I know, especially speaking to teachers and stuff like that, and you know, they 100% agree.
Poor teachers, they're working from home and they still have to work the same goddamn hours.
They have to work more hours if anything.
That sucks.
Like, I wanted to say, like, when schools were in person, teachers still spent like half of their time in their homes, like doing the curriculum, doing lesson planning, grading tests. They didn't do it on school time because they didn't have time to. They were teaching their classes. They were going out to lunch, or most of them were coaches after school. So a lot of their time was spent at home, and they still get paid nothing. Meanwhile, people who play sports, for instance,
they're still getting their scholarships.
And people are still getting scholarships and all that type of stuff. Like,
the jocks are hating me right now. Says this nerd has the nerd.
I mean, exactly. I mean, I want to say it's Joe Manganiello, Jox Machina. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Bruno, because it's a Dungeons and Dragons thing. He did I want to say it was like a one-shot, like a one-time campaign thing with a whole bunch of bodybuilders. Actually, Big Show, funny enough, was in it.
Okay.
It was actually a really cool, a really fun, like, it was like a three-hour-long video. It was a great video.
3 hours for Jocks?
It was straight Jocks. I want to say WWE, I want to say bodybuilders, male models.
Wow. Well, I don't consider those jocks. Those are pros. Jocks are the ones from school who say, think they're pros, but they're just school players. Oh my God. This is the assassination of my very short career.
I want to say assassination. You cost it upon yourself.
It is what it is.
It's all right.
So
I think my career's been as long as yours, but anyway.
So like we were saying, you know, keep your eyes out for what's going on, and if you are in the area, go check them out. Go check out E-Legends. They're in Selden, Middle Country Road. They are open for anybody to go there. You can go there, spend your time. There's plenty of computers, plenty of stuff to do. They have, you know, snacks if you want a snack and stuff like that. It's very comfortable.
They got snackies.
Yeah, I mean,
if they have Dino Nuggies, then I'll be happy.
No, they don't have that kind of snacks. They have chips and drinks. But then again, there's a lot of food in the area, so you don't.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Everything's like.
I wouldn't be surprised if you could just steps. Bring food in.
You can even order pizza to be delivered and stuff like that. Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say names because we are not sponsored by them, but there's damn good pizza out there.
No free.
Yep. Brand. No free publicity here.
Free publicity.
You
want to get featured on the podcast? Sponsor us.
No, you don't have to sponsor, but you know, say something. No, but yeah, don't.
No free branding.
The area is pretty good for that, so it's, sure. And it's pretty central. It's close to all highways. Very close to the Long Island Expressways. Train. I wouldn't say that it's close, but there are train stations. Long Island Railroad close
it's
by.
Kind of close.
Yeah, you could always get a taxi or something. Or you Uber from the train station. It's probably cost you like $5, something like that. It's not. It's like I said. Even to get there is not. You're not gonna break the bank. But if you're going to be going there from that far, I would be guessing you are going to an event. So, yeah, keep your eyes open also for events that we're going to do. They have their own events that they do normally also. So, you know, check them out on Instagram and Facebook. They normally post their events on those social medias. But, yeah, besides that, like you guys saw in our last episode, we did have an interview with a company, Skulls. That went pretty well with us. So, I mean, you know, that was another good episode. I hope you guys watched it and you enjoyed it.
If you haven't watched it, after you're done watching this,
watch it.
Go back to the previous one.
Yes.
Watch that. Definitely, I want to say that was a good hour and a half long, I want to say.
Yes.
An hour and a half long. But it was definitely a lot of information.
Yes.
A lot of deep talk towards the end, I want to say, towards the hour mark.
That's when it goes deep. From the hours where it goes deep.
But definitely a lot of great information to come out of that. And I hope to hear from Wes soon, you know, in regards to...
We've been in the talk with him. Don't worry.
Okay.
We know we've been talking with him. He's actually going to be one of the guests on the panel.
Oh.
We actually got him to be one of the guests, especially because they do have that. They do work with the Atlanta school district down there, so they have a view.
Spoilers.
Of esports and stuff like that. That's not a spoiler. I mean,
it's a spoiler.
Yeah,
for the kinda. Panel.
Yes. That's a confirmed for the panel. But it's like I said, because they have, and he also is a little bit passionate and being an owner of a company. Like you, if you watch the podcast,
him, you know, if you watch the podcast, you know, he's right. Also seen it a lot firsthand. So yes. He knows exactly what's going on. We do talk about possible solutions depending on scenarios, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
As well as content creators and how
that's what
they
I was gonna
pretty
say.
Much drive.
Yeah.
This toxic
mm-hmm.
community.
Yep.
That us gamers.
You want a spoiler? We did pop a couple of big names on that podcast that we grilled on that one. So if you want to hear us grill some big names out there with no pity, no shame in our game,
we might be no names, but we see the stuff that's going on, even in person,
mm-hmm.
in real life, as well as on the internet. Like, we can tell who watches who for the most part,
mm-hmm.
or at least the general assumption that, oh, they watch this group of people or that group.
Yep. So yeah, watch that. You'll have a little bit of an inside view of what being that he is a CEO of a company that works with esports, not just college but pro teams. He has a very specific view in terms of, you know, that whole bullying and the whole toxicity in esports. So you know, it's. It's also at a very interesting point of view that rolls into the mental health and esports theme that we're going to be working on. But besides that, what else do we have to talk about, Nicholas? What do we have? You want to throw some E3 out there? Or you want to wait for the whole thing to come out before we talk about it?
I figured we'd wait for the whole thing to come out. I don't know what came out today so far when it comes to that.
I haven't paid too much. I tell you the truth, and I'm hating myself for that, but this is the first year I haven't followed it.
I've been paying a little bit of attention.
I haven't paid none. The only things I know about were things that I already knew before E3. That's it. And not just spoilers, but everybody probably seen it. They talked about the release of Battlefield 2044, and
everyone's heard about
And they were talking
people raving about it and then criticizing it.
Yeah, they were talking about the for all of you out there that are Diablo fans, the whole thing of the release. They already have a date for supposedly. I think they were talking about they were going to come out with the release date for when the actual full game is going to come out for the Diablo 2, the remake, because right now it's just in a beta. I think there was something about Call of Duty, you know, but that'll be another podcast that we will do together, so be watching for that. That will probably be our next podcast right after this one. We'll comment a little bit on what's going on, how it happened at E3, games that were spoken about.
As well as games that we're excited for and or want to criticize.
Mainly
criticize.
Not just games, but also, you know, companies that
shows,
came out with
companies.
A lot of new releases from a lot of computer companies. I know Razer had a full day of releases. They had a lot. I mean, Razer hasn't actually come out with a full revamp of all their stuff, and I know they revamped all their laptops and stuff like that. So there's a couple of interesting, but yeah, we're gonna wait for E3 to actually finish to be able to come out with everything. So look forward to that after this podcast comes out. But besides that, I don't know if there's anything else as of right now that we can talk about.
Not that I know of, no. I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything about eLegends Gaming Cafe.
Yes. And a little bit more.
A little bit more insight into the membership, as well as the panel. As well as future projects.
Yes.
And then gave a little hint towards the next podcast.
Yeah. And we also have...
We also
have two other podcasts that we're in the process of doing with two members. We have Ant Bell, which we are going to do a podcast with him. He is a member. He is a streamer on Facebook. So that will be, I would be guessing, after the E3 or between this one and E3.
I would say after E3.
Right. And we also have another member that
Officer
actually.
Officer Black.
Yes, Officer Black, who is an actual officer. Law enforcement, yes, so please be careful. Don't criticize him. He will lock you up. But yeah, he's another one that we're going to be doing a podcast. He should be after Aunt Bell's podcast. And as we start getting members, we will be giving them, you know, the possibility to have the their own podcast. So as they come out and as we get names, we will be letting you know what's going on with that. But besides that, I think it is a wrap for today. Anything else, Nicholas?
Oh, I think that's pretty much it. I think everything was pretty well said on your end, Bruno.
My end, your end, everybody's end. You want to put your social medias out there again? Just make sure everybody follows you
knows where I am. I stream on Twitch. I haven't been streaming more recently because I've been busy working and unpacking and all that type of stuff and moving. But I will eventually start streaming once again on twitch.tv/NicoChanGaming. I also post on YouTube at NicoChanGaming. I post on my Instagram at NicoChanGaming1112. And I do have a TikTok as well at NicoChanGaming.
TikTok.
Honestly, my edits on there are pretty good. They're pretty good on there. I did actually make an edit that I know Dennis really liked. It was with one of the challenges that showed off some of the pictures that we took during a photo shoot that we did.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. I'm too old for TikTok. I'm sorry. I'm what these young kids call a boomer. TikTok's not for me.
You're not that much older, Bruno.
I'm not. I just don't have the patience for TikTok. It's just
I barely have the patience for TikTok.
Facebook and
I only have it pretty much to really promote myself. That's really it.
Facebook and Twitch and trying to get it and Twitter and trying to get into YouTube. That's it. But on my side, if you guys want to find me, You can find all my social medias on my Twitch. Makes it a little easier because my social medias are all over the place in terms of name. But just find me on twitch.tv/hood_1983. On my profile, you'll find all of my social medias. Also, you can follow the Long Island Gaming League. Go to our webpage. You can check out memberships and all the social medias. We also have a Twitch, which, if I'm not mistaken, is the Long Island Gaming League. You know, twitch.tv/blah blah blah. And basically on all other social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's the Long Island Gaming League. Not hard to find this. I mean, you see that little symbol on the bottom of the screen? You see that symbol? You know it's us.
Little bottom right.
Yeah.
Except for the people that listen on like Spotify, then they have no idea what we're talking about.
But on Anchor for sure. I know on our profile has our picture. But if you go to our webpage, everything should be there to connect you. Or if you go to Twitch, same thing. We appreciate you guys coming around for another session. We hope you see you guys soon again. This is Bruno and Nico from the Long Island Gaming League podcast signing out. Take it easy. Keep on grinding. Keep on playing. Take care of yourselves. Take it easy. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, 4eyes.com. As a gamer, you know your eyes will be strained after playing your favorite game for hours on end. 4eyes blue light blocking glasses protects your eyes while you're gaming, preventing fatigue and keeps you at the top of your game so you can reach the next level. Find your style at 4eyes.com. All glasses are 50% off, plus get an extra 20% off with using the promo code LIGL20. That's FOOREYES.com, and use promo code LIGL20 for an extra 20% off.